This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Crazy. Text crazy to 72881. By the end of this, it is crazy. It's crazy.
Go crazy.
Text crazy to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. All right, man. Message and data rates apply. Crazy is this hour's code word.
The other text number, the one that we, you know, gather comments, opinions, pictures, whatever else, that's 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. Jeremy is a big star now. Tom is jealous.
Oh, is that what it
says? 408.
I did look at his fingers.
Oh, Jeremy Renner's.
Yeah.
Can are you down? Are you in?
Or yeah, are you, I'll do it.
There's no thing like you don't trip on it.
They're not pretty.
Not that bad.
No, there's actually they don't look bad in that picture.
They don't look as bad as they did in this one picture.
There's some Sarah pictures that look worse than
yeah,
others.
Uh-huh. A close up of just his
just
hands.
Just his hands. It was just like ho ho ho. It was like it's like they're like wrap around like
someone
the whole
called
tips
them,
of his fingers.
Club fingers, and it's a sign. It's in the text, Vinny. It's a sign of some kind of heart disease or something.
Oh, is that so?
Possibly.
I've also heard that. The pinkness or color of your nails can be a sign of ill health. Mm-hmm. Like if they're too white.
Oh, really?
It has to do with your circulation.
Oh.
Mm.
So they should be very pink, your fingernails.
Yeah, like sometimes, you know, people, their fingernails turn a little bit blue if they don't have good circulation.
Oh, I've never seen that, but I could see.
Yeah, right now John has a spot.
Oh, dear Lord.
But it might have been from changing the tires last week.
Oh.
I wanted to ask him about that. Or what about
a spot? You mean like a white spot?
No, it's like a blue spot, but it's at the edge. So he might have smashed his finger when he was changing the tires. Oh. But you also see the white spots in people's nails. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's not enough calcium or something.
Yeah, I don't do. You usually those grow outward, right? My mom used to say it's if you tell a lie, you get a white spot on your nails.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's just if you wrap them hard, you know, it's like a little weird injury.
Yeah.
408 says, oh my God, Sarah, you have to watch This Is Us.
I know. Everybody raves about that show.
I know, but never... I've never seen it.
Mm-mm.
415 says, thank you for the winning lottery numbers, Bonnie. I promise I'll share my millions with you. $20 is sharing, right? By the way, you still owe me $5.
I do, yeah.
Okay. Don't try to get out.
Don't worry, I wouldn't. Someone keep a running tab because I'm going to get it back from him tomorrow.
I grew up on Wiener Schnitzel too, Vin. We called the chili cheese dog. Oh boy.
Boy, why do all the texts split up like that? We
dirty,
have a limit?
Dirty diapies, since it was like unwrapping a poopy diaper.
Oh, that's appetizing.
Wow. But that was what we ate, the chili cheese dog. And I swear it's just like this mush food.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's
barely food.
Hot dog sounds so good right now.
And yet, they're good. I liked them.
Yeah.
Wiener Schnitzel chili cheese dog is the bomb, says 510.
I don't think I've ever eaten at a Wiener Schnitzel.
It's it. Well, there was one near where we lived.
Right.
So growing up, my dad owned a bike shop, and I would work some of the summers in there, and the guys were like, we're going, and they'd just get 30 chili cheese dogs.
Is it cheap?
Like, I think that, I bet that's under $2 a hot dog.
Oh, thank you. And everybody could chow.
As many as you could eat. Hooman knows about Forrest Whitaker's lazy eye. Thank you, Forrest. Thank you, Forrest Whitaker. I've been laughing at that for 19 years.
Yeah.
Never gets old. Love you, Hooey.
Turn it up. Let's really hear that.
Still dying to know which one he chose.
Yeah. I would actually like to hear that whole interview. Like, how did he do it? That was his first interview. And so he had to, you know, practice the ending.
Can you pick one of those if he plays them for you and tell us which
one
is your
favorite?
That's
the one you went with? Which one did you go with?
I got it. It's been a long time.
Was it that one? This one.
Keep going.
That one's not, that's solid.
Let's go next. That's the one, right?
That's
there.
The one?
Oh. That
I
one.
Like the pause, the dramatic pause.
Oh. Forrest Whitaker, thank you very much.
See that? Thank you very much.
He actually sounds so young.
I know.
He does?
You do. You
sound overly dramatic on that one. I would have just tapped out a lot more.
What are you, like 25 in that?
I was 25. It was January of 2000.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, Hooman, it's amazing.
Thank you, Forrest, is what I would have gone with. Yeah.
That's a good
short
one.
Short and sweet.
925 says,
thanks, Forrest.
Even that is better.
Thanks, Forrest.
925 says, shut up, Hooman. Jeremy Renner is busy filming the next Avengers movie. Renner has club fingers, which is a sign of respiratory disease. That's from 707.
Club fingers, that's what those are called? Just
apparently.
A big wraparound nail bed?
I don't know.
Seems like a big nail bed.
Never
club,
heard of it.
Club fingers. It's like a club sandwich. Oh, like bacony.
You turn that into a food thing?
Well, I hear club anything, and I'm like, oh, you're putting bacon on that?
There, those are the ones.
Oh, my God, look at those.
Well, those are his.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
No, they are.
They can't. Look at that.
That's Jeremy Renner's hand.
No. They're regular. It's like a regular hand, but with like a little balloon at the end of each one.
He needs a wedding ring with like a button so he can take it off and on. They're down on the finger, right?
That looks like a frog hand, doesn't it? Like big.
You're not getting that over those fingertips, right? A ring?
Yeah, because it would just float around the whole length of the finger. Like the fingertip is, that's bananas.
That's heavy.
Yeah. They look like spoons, like a little skinny stick with a big spoon end at the top.
How on earth is Katie Holmes not on that list? She has the same mouth issue as Milo, but hers is way worse. She only smiles with half her mouth.
Yeah, I always noticed that.
I thought that was an affectation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
My son has the same lip thing as Milo Ventimiglia. 408 says, Milo is fine.
He's attractive.
He's cute.
You're into him?
No, but he's cute. He's attractive.
In the movie Shallow Hal, Jason Alexander's character Mauricio has a tail and it wags when he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I saw Shallow Hal. I don't remember that.
Of course
at
you
all.
Did. I overslept and was running late and discovered I was out of coffee beans. The horror.
Oh.
And was having a bad morning until Vinny's last break. Hilarious. I love you guys. Thanks for turning my morning
upside down. Turn that frown upside down. What did we talk about last break? Hot dogs.
Oh, it wasn't last break. This could have been
any break.
It was the marriage
thing.
Oh.
What time was it?
8:20.
So the 7:30 one probably.
What did they say?
8:19.
What was the comment, Vin?
I overslept and was running late, discovered I was out of coffee beans, the horror, and was having a bad morning until Vinny's last break. Hilarious. I love you guys. Thanks for turning my, and then I don't know where the rest went.
We could make assumptions on that, though.
Well, Vinny does great stories every break.
Oh, my God. I live for the news.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yep.
Shining my nails, everyone.
Why wouldn't you?
Sarah, a little late to the party, but I just bought Ready Player One. Really looking forward to reading it. Always love your book recs, guys.
I actually love our listener book recs, too. I've gotten so many great recommendations from listeners. Like, oh, you liked this, and I liked it, too, and you'll love this. I'm reading this thing right now I just love.
What is it?
Expeditionary Forces series. It's freaking great. But I love that Rookie Privateer, the Privateer books, too. And that was another recommendation from a listener.
I've been reading the Jack Reacher series.
Yeah.
Which is... The first couple are good, but he's clearly getting better as a writer as he goes.
Who
and the
wrote
character
those?
Lee Child. Child's? Child, I don't know. But one of them is, and I'm too far into it to bail now, but it's in the Twin Towers.
Oh. So obviously written before 2001.
Right.
Yikes.
Heavy. Mm. Like, it's talking a lot about the Twin Towers. And it's just like,
was it
oh,
after,
my heart.
Do you remember when there was a bomb that went off in the garage structure?
Early,
under,
right.
Was that's, it after that? Or?
It's not mentioned okay. anywhere in there. But it's just a trip. He's talking about buildings that are completely 80. They're on the 88th floor of this building. And they're even talking at one point about the stairwell.
Mm,
and it's
really?
This is all pre, obviously pre
9/11.
Right.
Well, you and I met in 96 and shortly thereafter went to New York City to see Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And we and our producer Spike went up to the very top of the Trade Center and we have a picture of us hanging over the three of us hanging over the edge of the building. It's so crazy to, I didn't even remember that we'd done that until someone, I think Spike sent us the picture shortly after 9/11.
Heavy. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure a million people have that picture, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. People did that. That was a tourist thing to do.
510, learn something new every day. Sarah's mom has a twin. You know, I've known that, and yet, just as you said it, maybe it's because I've got baby on the brain, because that's what my whole house is aimed at the moment, but when you were having kids, did you think, what if we have twins?
Yes. I actually, when we were having our first kid, I was like, oh, it'd be great to have twins and just get it out of the way.
Oh, my God. And then get it out of the way.
And then after we had the one and I was just in it, I was like, thank God we didn't have twins.
Right.
Like, I have friends who have twins and it's a nightmare. You just barely keep your head above water every day. Because when one's sleeping, the other one isn't. There's no downtime for you. I pity the fool that has twins. Good luck with your twins, everybody.
I have tons of Tupperware and use that as much as possible. Have greatly reduced my usage of plastic baggies. That is what we do at my house is to save that tomato problem you were talking about. We'll put a tomato in a smaller Tupperware and put that in the fridge.
Right.
And then never go back to it.
Right.
And then when I clean out the fridge, I throw away all the things that we had hoped we'd go back to.
Huh.
But that's just our house, I'm sure.
No, who hasn't come upon the vegetable that you saved that's now grown its own little garden of vegetables? Little bacteria vegetables in there. It's like, oh, God, look at that.
510, do you want to help the environment? Become a vegetarian. One company in SF is not serving meat at its functions.
Oh, we reported that, didn't we?
I don't know if we did, Hooman. I just read a story, maybe it was over the weekend, that there was a particular company, I don't know if it was a tech company, that was not going to be serving meat anymore in their
cafeteria,
was it WeSpace? Or whatever that's called.
Wow.
No.
I don't remember who.
There are silicone sandwich bags on Amazon. My friend just wrote me and said he has reusable bags that actually work great.
Mm.
So...
Well, every little, like even those little things that I got, I was talking about the pizza dough that we had bought at Good Earth. We saved those containers because I guess I'll, put leftovers in them.
Right.
I feel terrible even putting them in the recycling. I'm like, God, this is a lot of plastic.
They have paper sandwich bags at Whole Foods, says 408. I have not seen that. I will look.
Oh, yeah. You can get a stack of paper sandwich bags.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. It's just you can't put anything wet into them because they're paper. Like Tupperware is great. Glass stuff is better, but I guess, a lot of that just has a plastic lid too, because how are you going to keep a glass lid on?
Tupperware is fine for bringing stuff to work. It's just getting that thing back home.
And then,
I'll be leaving it in my car under my desk.
I know. It just gets so rotten, and then you're just like, oof. I don't even want to deal with that.
415 says, are you guys watching Dietland? Think Mr. Robot, but for third wave feminism. Some great character arcs woven through dystopian exaggeration centered around some of our current social issues.
I've seen some ads for that. I have not watched it. Yeah. It looks intriguing. I think it's maybe like an AMC show. I see ads for it, and it must be like around the when I see
yes, AMC.
The Walking Dead stuff.
650 says, Bryn snuck in the most brilliant sound clip while you guys were rambling.
Oh, we heard it.
For the watch during the stabbing flasher story.
And Hooman said, for the watch.
Oh, Hooman. Let Bryn have a
moment.
If it
wasn't for Hooman, Bryn would never get anything done.
God.
Bryn is the best.
Around.
Nothing.
A few months ago, I was supposed to have a first date where we planned to go on a hike with our dogs, and the guy never showed. The dude not only stood me up, but he stood my dog up, too.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Double outrage.
408 says, use you as a hammer in case she needs to bust the windows out your car.
That's right. Yeah. I bust the windows out your car.
831 says, please let Vinny do his news stories. Stop interrupting him, please.
No.
It's really difficult. It's hard for me to shut the F up.
We all do it. I can't. Every time you start talking, I'm like, I have 10 things I want to say to you about that.
I know. Well, you know, in some ways, that's why the show works.
Right.
And it's why it doesn't work. I mean, we're the best of both worlds. And by the way, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, people are saying WeWork will not serve meat anymore.
Oh, good. Well, congratulations.
Or reimburse meals with meat.
What?
Maybe if you're you take a client out or whatever, there's meat in it, they're not going to give you back your money.
So now you have to lie and say you had a salad?
Well, it's right there on there, right? On the receipt?
I like to be encouraged to vegetarianism. I don't like to be shown horror videos sneakily. In an effort to get me to convert. That won't convert me. That just bums me out about you, that you would do that.
I hear that there was this protest at the Korean embassy in L.A.
Daryl Hannah?
Yeah, it's
what'd
a bunch.
What'd she do?
Priscilla Presley?
Yeah, they had actual dead dogs.
Oh,
that they brought with them to this. They had been euthanized by a veterinarian, but he'd given them the bodies, and they're standing, you know, they don't want the Koreans
That's somebody's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were going to be respectfully cremated afterward.
I hate it.
No,
I
don't
like it.
The vet didn't like just kill random dogs. For them
I understand.
To have dead dogs.
I still don't want that. It just hurts my heart to see that.
Well, they're trying to get the Korean embassy to send the message back home to not farm dogs anymore.
I'm with them too, but like, could we not? The visual aid is unnecessary.
Well, and worse than the actual dead dogs that they were holding in their arms was these signs. They're all these like pictures of dogs.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do it.
It seemed like a lot.
Sarah, my friends are texting me telling you there's a Wiener Schnitzel in Mill Valley on the corner of Camino Alta and East Blythedale.
How do you not know that?
No, there isn't.
She's the mayor
unless
of Mill Valley.
Unless they literally just put it in this morning.
I don't think that's a growing franchise.
I think there's a place called Garipoli right there at that intersection. There's a Chase Bank and the Cantina. Well, I drive through that intersection every single morning. Camino Alto and East Blythedale. Unless they put it into the Garipoli closed a while ago. So unless they put it in last night.
They're bright yellow and red.
Well, maybe they have the lights off in the morning.
Mm. And they are pretty tiny, those places.
Oh, yes.
But you have good eyesight. You'd be able to see
I feel like I'd see it. But, hey, maybe they, you know.
They've still got them scattered around the South Bay, but I don't think they're a growing franchise. Yeah. I don't think that's one that's going in.
Hot dogs get a bad rap, you know.
On a corner near you anytime soon.
Right.
I have a friend who I was super close with, but she stood me up so many times I stopped ever telling anyone we had plans or counting on her showing up. She even flaked on paid vacation plans once. Thankfully, I had someone else to go with.
Oh, wow.
We now only see each other twice a year.
If she shows up. There are people like that, you know. Oh,
they have no respect for other people's time.
Right. John calls them folds.
Folds?
They folded. Like they're, you know, that you make plans and you're, I don't know, you're in the hand and then they just fold.
Oh.
I guess that's what it means. Yeah. Never questioned it. The guy's a fold.
You never questioned why he says that?
Yeah, I didn't really.
You're just guessing? It's
no,
a
I just
card reference?
I think so. It must be, right? What else do you fold on? Like when you're out of something? I fold.
Huh.
I just always assumed. I never had to explain it to anybody either. But you guys always have a million questions about everything I say.
Oh, my God. Listen to you.
Like, did you just make up a new word? I don't know if I did.
I woke up today feeling pretty blue under these gray skies. I turned you guys on, and within 1 minute, I was smiling.
Aww.
Thanks, guys.
That is so sweet. Thank you for letting us be in your life this morning.
And for writing that. Yeah. Easiest thing in the world is to not tell us.
Very sweet. Feels good.
To hear something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's why we're trying to do this.
My friend just wrote back and said it was where the Giro Poly was on that corner.
You have got to be kidding me. When did it go in?
Oh, my God.
Find out when it went in. I'm telling you.
Wait, it's probably gone.
No, it just...
No, the Giro Poly was there for years, and it just closed.
What's the
Giro Poly? And Wiener Schnitzel went in?
Closed like 2 months ago.
Try a chili cheese dog. You'll like it.
I'm not going to... I don't think that's for me.
It is for you.
Fast food hot dog? I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
Come on, Sarah.
How do
You'll
they cook
You'll eat one from a 7-Eleven, but you won't eat it.
No, I've never had one
I'll
from
eat
there.
One from a 7-Eleven. Okay. She'll eat one from Costco, though.
I will eat one from Costco.
What's the difference?
Well, how do they cook it?
This place is called Wiener Schnitzel.
Do they just boil it?
At least you can't also buy a couch there.
Do they just boil it?
I'm saying, though, I don't know what they do, but I'm saying you're questioning a place called Wiener Schnitzel, but you'll eat at the Costco?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I'm going to go to a hot dog place.
What?
Did you hear me say hot dog?
Whatever.
Sort of.
Yeah, whatever.
Cereal, coffee, a couch, and
a
hot
dog? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Big, those are giant, delicious, juicy hot dogs.
Mm. Except they're not serving the Polish ones right now.
That's out.
Yeah, yeah. I never ate those ones anyways. I just wanted the regular
one. One last one. Been listening.
Oh, they tore it down. She wrote back and said they tore it down.
So it never went.
So
it was there in the
70s, 80s.
Oh, it was there in the 70s.
Right.
Oh.
That's, I'm telling you, that's not a growing franchise.
It's not.
No. 925 says, been listening since I was 13, and today is my 29th birthday.
Aww.
Thanks for brightening my days. OFOC and HYGL.
Ooh.
Lindsay.
That's nice. Oh, and we're going to take a quick break now.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for all the nice texts today. That was really sweet. It's nice to hear that people enjoy the show or that we perk them up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job. So we're glad to hear we're doing it.
We're filling our end.
Yeah. We're trying to make your hump day a little more pleasant.
Right, so we're done here, and I've got to leave before the lady with the monster truck destroys my car.
Oh, is that your goal, to get out before pulls out?
There's no way she can get in on her side. She has to come in the passenger side.
Right.
Gosh.
And then how can she, she must have to do a 1,000-point turn in order to get out. From.
Yeah.
So it's nice. If you're gone, then she can easily maneuver
out of
that
spot. I
got to
switch parking
spots. You really
do. Oh, you guys talk to June. June handles that.
Oh, June is the guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to him.
All right.
Anyway, so I'm going to go deal with that.
In the meantime, we're going to go evacuate the building.
Lexi's going
to... Well, I'm going to go do meetings. So.
Oh, you lucky
what are you
dog.
Gonna, who are you
what
meet?
Do you get to do?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
All
right. Is it drinks?
Don't worry, drinks.
Are you meeting drinks?
I'm meeting the vodka guy, actually.
Oh, there you go.
All right, have a great day, you guys. And we'll Big Brother tonight. Woohoo!
I'm on it.
See you tomorrow.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.